Finally, this hour, we remember writer Tony Hillerman. He's best known for his mysteries about the Navajo tribal police. Hillerman passed away yesterday. He was 83 years old. And as NPR's Lynn Neary reports, his novels evoked a place and a culture that had largely been ignored in mysteries.
Tony Hillerman's interest in Native Americans began in his childhood in the small town of Sacred Heart, Oklahoma, where his Catholic parents sent him to a school for Indian girls, which was run by nuns. But his fascination with the culture was renewed shortly after World War II, when he happened to see a Navajo curing ceremony for some Marines who had just returned from war. Hillerman began reading and studying about the Navajo, and many years later he drew on that experience in his first novel, The Blessing Way. When Hillerman sat down to write his first novel, as he explained in an interview on WHYY's Fresh Air, he didn't think of himself as a great writer.
I knew what I could do. I knew I could write clearly. I knew I was good at description. I knew I could move a narrative along. I didn't know if I could develop a character. I didn't know if I could plot. I simply wanted to tell a story.
He certainly had a wonderful way of developing characters and a great straightforward way of plotting a story that was incredibly entertaining.
Writer Michael McGarrity knew Hillerman for more than 40 years as both a mentor and a friend. McGarrity says Hillerman broke new ground with his 18 Navajo police mysteries.
He took the mystery genre and expanded it tenfold by bringing in the elements of the Navajo country and the Navajo people and the cultural clashes that existed between that world and the world of the white man, and also at times even between the various different elements of the Navajo communities themselves.
Hillerman created two memorable characters, Lieutenant Joe Leaphorn, older and more cynical about the ways of his people, and Jim Chi, younger and steeped in Navajo spirituality. In a PBS production based on Hillerman's novel Skinwalkers, the two men's differences are clearly drawn.
ASAP to forensics and find out where you can buy an aeroplane like that.
You wouldn't. It's made of bone. And if it's made by a skinwalker, I'd say that's human bone.
Skinwalker. Evil shapeshifters lurking in the night, wreaking havoc on innocent people. That sound about right?
During an interview on NPR's All Things Considered, Hillerman said that in his books, he likes to drag people into the Navajo culture and let them take a look at it.
Because I think we could learn a lot from the Navajo way. They place a tremendous value on taking care of your family. Very little value, in fact, even a negative value on owning too many material possessions. Being rich is almost per se proof that you're not a good Navajo. You haven't shared.
And always, says McGarrity, Hillerman's novels were set in the Southwest he loved so much.
The weather and the landscape and the clouds and the sky and what lives on the land and what grows on the land, all of that meant something to him. I think because of that, his stories really resonated with people across the globe because he painted such vivid pictures of a place that he held very dear to his heart.
Hillerman died Sunday at a hospital in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He is survived by his wife and six children. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.